T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Susanna Resco is here, and she's with AAA. And first of all, good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm okay. I'm ready for a little vacation. I know my dear partner Joe, who's taking some time off, is down at the shore, which is nice. And I've read a lot of stuff, Suzanne, basically because you are with AAA, and you guys do book vacations, by the way, and travel advisors, that in fact, a lot of people are staying closer to home. Is that what you guys are seeing?
We absolutely are. Whether they're staying closer to home or they're doing road trips and going still not that far away, that's what the AAA travel agents are telling me that people are coming in or calling them and asking them for. Because just like you, they do want to get away.
Sure you do. You know, I love being home, but come on. I've had enough of this for 4 months. So, I've understood that a lot of people, you know, as you know, and I'm sure you guys book plenty of trips to Disney World, that, in fact, Disney World has cut the capacity. So, I mean, it's a little harder to get in, isn't it?
It is. And as you know, or probably heard on the news, they opened over the weekend, first two parks, and then another two are opening up today, as a matter of fact. But while people are looking to go, things are very different there. And so a lot of people are coming in and really asking for our advice, should they be going? And certainly things are changing. And so we're advising people on making sure that you really know before you go. Knowledge is power. Travel is very personal. And what some person would want to do for a vacation, maybe not what somebody else is looking to do. And we're really talking about checking what the guidelines are, checking what the restrictions are before you go. That's very important.
Hey, Suzanne, what's happening? We know about the airlines, and we're going to talk to Kevin Dillon about that in an hour as far as flying in. But from your understanding and from your clients, now it's like half the country. If you fly into Bradley from one of those states, you, in fact, have to kind of fill out a little form saying where you're going to be and agreeing to self-quarantine. I think New York's doing the same thing, too. Is this common across the country now?
Well, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have really band together and have agreed to make similar restrictions. And I wouldn't say it's as common in other states. We're taking some great precautions. We've made some great headways.
Yeah.
But really, this is very fluid. And if a week ago you had made plans or you had wanted to go to Delaware, you would have had to self-quarantine and you return back to Connecticut. But not so this week. So Delaware has been taken off the list, and three more states, including Ohio, were added on. So really, not only do you have to find out what the restrictions are as you're making plans, you also have to check right before you go. Another situation just came up if you're traveling a little further away. Hawaii had opened up where people could travel without those quarantine restrictions.
Right.
And they walked back those and they decided that they are going to extend restrictions or quarantines through to September. So if you had made travel plans to go there, thought, oh, now I can go to Hawaii, that is changing. And that's why we've really worked on educating our travel advisors to help people make those informed decisions.
Suzanne, you know, as I understand it, for a while you couldn't even go to Hawaii.
Exactly. And so that was the case a few weeks ago, right when COVID started, that the governors there had made some very strict guidelines. And if you did go, you had to quarantine in your hotel room for 14 days. And they did check on that. They were very thorough in following up.
I think Gina Raimondo, who's the governor of Rhode Island, for a while was, you know, we were talking about planes, but even in cars, they were checking out without a sight. If you're an out-of-state plate, they need to know where you're going. And I think occasionally they would come and check up on you.
That is true. And so now the New England states are working together as far as you can travel. If you live in Connecticut, you can travel to Massachusetts and New Hampshire and Maine. Really, what I do recommend, if you do make those travel plans, find out what those cancellation penalties are in case something does change, as we've heard recently with other states. And so I did some research for a friend going to New Hampshire this weekend, and they can cancel within 24 hours prior to arrival. So at least that gives them that peace of mind that if a new restriction comes into place, they can cancel without losing their money.
Wow. You know, and you know, there's so many things that come to mind here. But, you know, let's say, for example, hotels. I think the rules have changed at hotels to a degree as far as keeping the place clean, disinfecting it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that hotels are dealing with now.
They are. And we're talking to a lot of our preferred partners like Best Western, Marriott, Hilton, and they have some very stringent guidelines in place as far as cleaning goes. And many are, you know, contactless, where you use a mobile app to check in before you go.
Right.
You can use even the app in some hotels to open your hotel room. Also, they're letting you know that that room was cleaned before you enter it. And in most cases, they will not have a cleaning service come in while you're staying unless you specifically request it. So basically, the room's clean before you get in. And unless you ask for it, they will not enter that room again. And it gives you a little bit of peace of mind.
It's kind of like a thing they used to put on the commode, sanitized for your protection. Now it's the whole room.
Yes,
the way that works.
Yes.
What are you seeing, Suzanne, as far as our dear fellow Connecticutians? Where are we going? I know Disney used to be huge. I also know Silver Dollar City in Branson was pretty big. What are the big destinations if somebody is going to go a little further than just driving someplace?
Well, I would say that they're staying a little bit closer to home. And so, as I mentioned, they are traveling throughout New England. So Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, even upstate New York is a choice. They're certainly going to local beaches. Heading over to Rhode Island and maybe taking a day trip over to Block Island. So really exploring closer to home. We've got a lot of gorgeous state parks in the area.
That's
and we're seeing people pack a picnic, bring a bike or a kayak, and, you know, really getting outdoors. But if you do decide that you want to take a road trip, I know on AAA.com we have a great map that really tells you what the different restrictions are from state to state. And you can go to AAA.com, but it's on our TripTick travel planner. And you can go on and find out, if I'm driving from here to, say, Virginia Beach, what's the restrictions there in Virginia? Also, we're advising people not only on where you're going, but where are you traveling through? So maybe I'm going to a state that is welcoming to people from Connecticut, but I may be traveling through a state that has some restrictions in place. And so you really need to pay attention to that as well.
You know, and you mentioned something that was near and dear to my heart when I was younger, and that was the TripTick. That was a key part. You got that and you knew you were going on vacation. And of course, in addition to that, and I suppose it still does, because I was over at your place in West Hartford a couple of months ago, and I did notice you still have them.
We do. Our maps, our tour books, and our triptychs are very popular, especially since people are kind of turning back inwards and doing the road trip locally.
Yeah.
We have curbside pickup, so you can order them in advance and stop in one of our stores and pick them up. But you can also go onto AAA.com and use the mobile app to be able to get that triptych as well.
Okay.
So you've got a lot of advice there, and it is in regards to what can you do, what can you do. We're educating our travel advisors on talking in this different environment. And, you know, people are asking us things like, are rest stops open? Because not only do you have to drive to get somewhere, but you need to stop and
use
facilities.
Especially if kids, yeah.
If you go to a state park, are they open?
Yeah.
And so we've made sure to do a lot of training to be able to help offer this kind of advice. And it's really important to do your homework in advance. And that way you can have that family getaway outing, right, or even the day trip that you were really dreaming about.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the triptych, because I actually did have little highlights and things you can visit and stuff like that.
I love it. Yeah, when we used to use the marker and highlight, you can still watch.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey,
we flipped over another page. Is that great or what? Anything else you want to add very quickly here before we go to weather?
Well, as I said, do your homework in advance, and then also right before you go. Keep in tune to what the restrictions are. And then stay safe and follow the guidelines.
Well, okay. Hey, it's a pleasure having you on, Suzanne. We'll do it again.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, and have a fantastic day.
Thank you, ma'am. That is fun, though. And by the way, I should have asked her. I'm an idiot. Should have asked her if you can get your license renewed there. I actually got my gold star, whatever the heck it is, enhanced verified license at AAA. I mean, it's just a lot quicker. It really is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.